got Michael Liddell's out for a few weeks with ligament damage on his ankle. Joycey's got a tight groin. Webster's got a tight hamstring. Obviously, you've got the longer term ones, Nicky Hunt, Laurie Wilson. Bav's just had an operation on his knee, so it's quite a large percentage of the squad. But as I say, we've got to remain upbeat and keep the lads' spirits high. And after the performance on Tuesday night, it was it was a very good performance, and we'll need to just keep that sort of thought process and that sort of good feeling after the game. Bring that into training today and tomorrow, and then go and face top of the table Chesterfield on Saturday. And as I say, football's great for causing upsets, and things that you think are going to happen don't necessarily happen.
Is it a case of one door closes and another one opens, somebody loses their chance through injury and somebody else gets that opportunity?
It is, yeah. We've said to the lads all the way through pre-season since I took over, and that everybody would be part of this season. Just because they're not playing at one certain time doesn't mean that they shouldn't help the squad and help the teammates that are playing at that present moment in time in the games, because they will always, through one reason or another, whether it's loss of form, injury or whatever it is, they'll definitely get their chance in the side, and they need to be ready. And the way they treat the teammates when they're out of the squad or out of the team, they has told them to treat them as they would like to be treated when they get their chance. So there's a few lads chomping at the bit and eager to get game time, and it looks as if in the next coming weeks that they're going to get that chance, and then it's up to them to take it and to remain in the team.